up to Chav Beis Amar Aleph, second parak. Barishona kol mi shirotzu litrom es mizbeach tori. In the beginning, whoever got there early and wanted to do trumas hamizbeach, trumas hadeshen, was able to do it. Uvizman shehem merubim. There were a lot of people who wanted to do it. So rotzim va'olim bekevish. They had a race up the ramp of the mizbeach. Kol hakodim es chaveru ba'arba amos zocha. So the shaila is how they raced up the mizbeach. There's halacha lo salu b'malo sal mizbechi. That includes not walking up the mizbeach on steps, and also not taking big steps, giant steps, because then it's megala the erva. If you wouldn't be wearing anything, so it would. Kohanim didn't wear underwear, so what?
Do we say something about walking like that?
Right, so that's very hard to race like that.
Yeah.
So it's the way they walk to graduation. Right, heel to right. So the mice. So some say that mitzvah. They ran like that. They walked heel to toe, and quickly. Right. And others hold that there's only an isser of going up on the mizbeach within the area that you could do the avoda, but stam on the ramp of the mizbeach there's no isser. So a psius gasus. In fact, the Rambam doesn't bring down that halacha bechlal of not taking big steps. So according to some, they managed to run up the kevesh, and according to others, they walk toe to heel quickly. That was the race. So kol hakodim es chaveru ba'arba amos zocha. Whoever got to the closest arba amos to the mizbeach, and the Gemara is going to discuss what arba amos we're talking about. Whoever got within arba amos of the mizbeach first, he was the one who got trumas hadeshen. Dimhayu shneim shavim, if they both were equal, hamamuna omer lohem hatzviu. Then the whole thing was bottle, and they made a pious for all the Kohanim who were there. Even though these two were first, didn't make a difference. Once there was two, you couldn't make another pious, because you can't make a pious with two people. We'll see one second, that's an impossibility. Right? So therefore, everybody went into the cheshbon. Okay? There's a Magen Avraham that says that if you have a lottery, based on this, you have a lottery, and for some reason two people have the same name and they come out together, then you don't make another lottery just between those two people. The whole lottery is bottle, and you have to do it again with everybody, just like over here. Over here, if two people were tied, they didn't make now a pious between two of them. Everybody made a pious between all of them now. And they say, the Rabbah says, no, there's no raya from here. Here, you can't make this kind of pious between two people. Well, how does a pious? The mission is going to explain that they took the hat off one of the Kohanim, they had a big circle, and the Mamuna picked a number much more than the people that were there, and they went around the circle till they came to the end of that number. But if you have two people, no matter what number you pick, you know right away, right, if it's odd or even, who's going to come out. So it's impossible to make a pious that shouldn't be known to begin with who's going to come out to, right, with two people. Now, shaking a lottery, you can have between two people alone. So there's no reason why, if the lottery came out on two people, you can't just now make a lottery between those two people. Okay, in any case, so that's what happened over here. Over here, if there were two people, two Kohanim, that were came out winners, then they mevatel that, and they started again with a pious. Umahin motziyin. What do they do? So imha yushneim shavim, hamuna omer lohem hatzbiyu. Put out a finger. Umahin motzi and achas ushtayim. Anybody can put out one or two fingers. We'll see in one second what that means. We'll see that tomorrow maybe what it means. Right, one finger or two fingers. The ain motzi na gudl, but they weren't allowed to put out a thumb, because the Gemara says that by a thumb, if you see the numbers getting less, a person could put out his thumb and his pinky and look like two people, so he could cheat. So he couldn't put out a thumb. He could put out any one finger or two fingers. Right? There was a maisa where they had this race, and two were neck and neck, and the doch of echad mehen es chaveru v'nofal v'nishbur araglon. One pushed the other one off the kevesh, and he fell down, broke his leg. The kivin shiro bezin shaboyin lidei sakana. When the bezin saw that it's a dangerous thing, this having these races, right? His skin ushlo yutar mizmezvech v'pais. They made a takana, no more races, but we originally start with a pious. Now, you make a pious. And the reason you make a lottery, because we're going to dig tirchus, start writing down all the names of the Kohanim who were there, or whatever, the names of the Avoda, so they, this is the easiest way to do it. Arba pious, so you shown the Zeh pious Arishon. There were four pious that were made every day, and this was the first pious. And there's a machlok, the Balamor and the Ramban, whether this applies to Yom Kippur, or this applies to every day. Even though we're in Yuma, I'm talking about Yom Kippur, the Balamor says this didn't happen on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to do all the Avoda. So there was no pious on Yom Kippur, right? There was nothing to make a pious about. What? Even these Avodas also. What? No, so the, what's it called? So that's what the Balamor says, that even Truma Sadeshin had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. The Ramban holds that there were Avodas that could be done not by the Kohen Gadol. From a suggestion could be done by others or whatever, and therefore they made a pious for that also. So that's the goof of the machlokas, whether other avodas that could be done not by the Kohen Gadol, or dafka the Kohen Gadol had to do everything. Right? Even these avodas. So the Balamor holds that the Kohen Gadol had to do Truma Sadeshin, so there wasn't a pious for that. And all the other things they made a pious for, the Kohen Gadol had to do. And the Ramban holds no, the Truma Sadeshin, since it wasn't, it was the end of Avodas Halayla, didn't have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, and they made a pious for that. So there was a pious on Yom Kippur too. Right, but it could be for that they didn't make a pious dafka for that, since that wasn't one of the regular four piousos of the, what's it called, since the Kohen Gadol shecht at the beginning, so he picked whoever should do the other one. Okay, but he's shown that, but if Truma Sadeshin, which was one of the bona fide piousos, who makes Truma Sadeshin, right, if that was done not by the Kohen Gadol, then they needed a pious for that. But if that was done also by the Kohen Gadol, and only these auxiliary things that weren't made a pious for every day were done by other people, then they didn't have a special pious. Okay, very shown the Rashi. Kol mi sherotzel litrom, kol kohen shayim oso beisav. It couldn't be any kohen, only the kohen that was on that shift, that day in the Beis HaMikdash. So he was from that beisav, rotzel litrom adeshim shachris torim. Whoever wanted, he got there early, he wanted to do it, nobody contested it, he did it. The lo haya pious ledover. There was no pious and there were no races at that point. Uvizman shei merubim, haboim litrom, with a lot of people wanted to do it, a lot of kohanim, ze omrani torim, ze omrani torim, ze haya mishpatos. What did you do then? How did you decide who does it? Rots involved in the kevesh. Shushloshim ushtaim orech. It was 32 amas long, so it was a nice race. Right? And the idea being that whoever got there first, Mustamba wanted to do it more, put more effort into it. So the one that wanted it more, as more chavi, was willing to put more effort and run faster. Whoever got within the four amas of the mizbeach first, he's the one who was zocha to be tori. What if two of them were equal? They both got to the within four amos of the mizbeach at the same time. Then neither of them become the torein, right? Automatically. They all go back into the pious. All the kohanim were there. Put out a finger. They stand in a circle. The Mamuna takes the Mitznethes, and even though the Mitznethes really was from the Kohen Gadol, and the other ones were called Mikbaos, but that's from the Torah's Lashon. From the Chazal's Lashon, they're all called Mitznethes. So the Mamuna took off a Mitznethes off the head of one of them. And he didn't put it back on him, so you could know where it started from. The Rambam seems to say they put it right back on him. Took it off, just to signify where they started, and then immediately put it back on him. And there's a reason why they didn't do it in the Azora. It is outside the Azora, that one of the Kohanim shouldn't be standing there without a hat in the Azora. Everybody put out a finger. The Hamemuna Omer Kol Shaminin Kolabo Huzoche. The Muna would announce, whoever the number that I pick will end on him, he's the one who gets the Avoda. And he picked a number that was much greater than the amount of Kohanim that were there. He starts counting from the one whose hat was off. The Sove Vaholech Umone, Bechozer Chaliva, and he counts to the right, around the circle, right, over and over again, till the number's finished. At Sofa Minyan. From Rashi's mashma that the Mamunim made up the number and he also did the counting. Rambam seems to say somebody else made up the number and the Mamunim did the counting. So it shouldn't be that he figured out in his head where it's going to end so he could favor one of his friends. Achas u'shtayim b'gmar parech lo Allah. Allah Allah. The Gemara's going to ask on this, maybe one or two. Either you've had to put off one finger or two fingers. What do you have a choice? The Gemara explains you can't put out a thumb because there may be Kohanim who will, do this in a way that they'll get to do the Avodah when they really shouldn't be. Why? Because when they'll see the numbers getting, and it's close to them, right, and it's going to miss them by one. So they'll put out a thumb and a pinky and they'll count them as two and it'll end up on them when really it should have ended up the guy next to them. The Yabit Lamin Yichle Yotzi Zeha Omid Lafan of Shteyetzbos, the guy who's gonna, the minion's gonna finish with him, the guy in front of him, the coin in front of him, is gonna put out two fingers, a thumb and a pinky, and the person who's counting is gonna think it's two people, because they're far away from each other. Kadeshiyim the Bishnei Bnei Yodim. He'll look like two people. The Yamar Aminion Lichlasbon, and the minion will finish by him, not by the guy next to him. The Hamamuna Liyodim. The Mamuna won't realize that he counted one guy twice. You can separate your thumb from the rest of your fingers far away, and that makes it look like two people. From that on, after they made this takana, the only way they decided who did the various avodas was through this pious. Arba pious is why you shop dalit pamim b'yom nesofim v'pious. They used to gather together four times during the day and make four separate piousos. And there's a shaila whether they did this. And the Gemara says, why do they have to do that? Just do one in the morning for everything. We have to come back again and start again. So he said there's an inyan of that the Azorah should look busy. So it covered, like the Barovam Hadrasmel, there's an inyan also that there should be a lot of busyness in the Azorah. The shaila whether they do this only for the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, or they did it also for the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim also. What? Well, that thing wasn't his. That Rashi said, have patience. Okay. Gemara. V'homi kora my time alo takinu l'rabbanan paisa. Right, why didn't they do this in the beginning? Why didn't they immediately, why did they make these races or whatever? Why didn't they just make a pious to begin with? Mi kora sover kivan davodis lailahi lo chashiva lahu v'lo asu. Right, in the beginning they thought that Trumas Hadeshen is the end of Avodas Halayla and the Kohanim aren't going to come for it, so it wasn't Kedai to make a pious. Kivan Dechazun Tekasu, when they saw that a lot of the Kohanim did come, right, Vasili De Sakana, and then when they had the races it was dangerous, Takinu Lupaisa, then they made the pious. Gemara says, how can you say that the Lechatchila, they thought the Kohanim weren't going to come, so they didn't make a pious for this, and they relied on the races, which was easier, right? There was a pious for Evarim and Pidorim in the beginning, right? And that was Avodas Laila. That was Avodah he did the whole night. Gemara says, no, Sof Avodah Yamamah. That Avodah started in the day. It finished at night, right? Shemara says, "Hi, Nami Trilas Avoda di Yamama." This is also the beginning of the day. That's the end of the day. This is the beginning of the day. What's the difference? Dom Rabbi Yochanan Kiddush Yoda v'Truma Sadesh and Lamachar in Torah leKadosh Shekvar Kiddush Mitrilas Avoda. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said that if you wash the Kohen washed his hands for Truma Sadesh, then when it gets light, he doesn't have to wash again. Why? Because he washed for the beginning of the Avoda of the day. So you see that this is not Avodas Laila. This is not the end of the night Avoda. It's the beginning of the day Avoda. Eima shekvar kiddush mitchila l'avoda. I know. He already washed for Avoda. Not that he washed for the beginning of the Avoda of the day. He already washed for an Avoda. But this is talking of the end of the night. And therefore there's a difference between the beginning of the day. For daytime Avodas, Kohanim came. For nighttime Avodas, they didn't come. So they didn't think they needed a pious. Ika di amre, mi kara sover, kivan di ika onishina loosu. Beginning, they thought not because it's an avodas laila, it's not so choshev, and Kohanim are going to make a big deal of who gets it. So if the Kohen comes and says he wants it, fine. If not, they had the races, right? But Ivarim and Pedarim, those were avodas yom. Just they went into the night. That was choshev enough that Kohanim came. So they had a pious to begin with. Ikad the Amri says no. Mikorasovar kivendika only shayna lawasos. Since you had to get up early for Trumas Hadeshen, right? Most Kohanim couldn't get up early. Right? They overslept. So Memela, the Kohen who got up early, he was Zoche, and usually there weren't a lot of Kohanim around fighting for it. Even the Chazadas, the Chazadas, Nomi Desarkonda, when they saw that, no, the Kohanim Taka get up on time. They do come. A lot of people come to the early minyan. So Lamaisa, they made a pious, because they saw that the races, right, there were too many of them, and the people were pushed off the Kavesh. Memela, they, what's it called, they made a pious. Where it says the Hari Ivarim Uptorim the Ika on the Shaina the Tikrain Rabbana. The Maise Ivarim Pitarim also are done all night. And it's Shaykh that people will oversleep and not be able to do it. So why do they make a pious for that? Lechatchila? Where it says no, Shani Migna Mimekum. It's a very big difference between staying up late and getting up early. Right? Everybody can stay up late and not fall asleep. But to get up in the morning is a different story. Right? Rashi. V'ho avod azu shel truma sadeshen mikara kodim she'ira takola bimrutzosa my time alo takinu l'paisa k'chol shara avodas to masnisen de taninan k'chol t'chilosum l'pais raisa. Mishnah says all the other ones started off with a pais, and this one truma sadeshen l'chatchila, whoever wanted to do it, who got there, did it. And if not, they had races, but not by the other ones. The other ones, they had a pais, but this one specifically, originally, didn't have a pais. So why? Why was this one have two stages? No pious, and then later they made a pious. Mikar Sover Bezdin, the Bezdin who made the takana of making these piousos, thought, Kivan Davodis Laila, who hoiled the Huchshir Belaila, lo chashiva lei, le kohanim, velo asu lin suya elah. They saw that since it's an avoda that's done at night, the kohanim, the kohanim aren't going to, they don't consider it important, and they're not going to fight over it. Not everybody's going to come, and whoever comes will get it. And if not, there's enough to make a race. The Avarim Pedarim also done at night, and there they did make a pious. So what's the difference between Avarim and Pedarim and Trumas Hadeshen? If you tell me that the Kohanim didn't consider Avodas Laila important enough to fight over, then why did they fight over Ivarim and Pedarim that they made a pious for it? To Blechatchila. So Rashi says, no, Sof Avodi Yumamahi. Ivarim and Pedarim is the end of Avodas Hayom, so it's Choshev. Shu Gemaro Shel Korban, Shu Nishchad Biyom, the Nizrik Dama Biyom. Lekach Hashuva Beini HaKohanim Lava L'Riva Le'etz. It was important enough to fight over it. L'machar in Tzarech L'Kadish. So Rashi says, then Trumas Hadeshen is also the beginning of Avodas Hayom. It's done at night, but it's Avodas Hayom. Im lo yotzim in hamikdash, if the Kohen washed his hands for Trumas Hadeshen, this is before Alosa Shachar, and now it's Alosa Shachar and Netzachama, and now he's ready for the rest of the Avodah. He doesn't have to wash again. Vafilo Rebbe, Domer Vishlitas Kachim, Lina Moelis, Bekinish Adayim Raglayim, Modehud, Mikros Gever, Ad Safra, Alo Paslalina, right, that from the rooster's crow, in other words, from Alosa Shachar, till, what's it called, Netzachama, when they started the other Avodos, this Trumas Hadeshen was done by Netzachama. So as long as he washed after Alos HaShachar, he doesn't have to wash again, since he washed for Avodah already after Alos HaShachar. And the Halacha Maisa with the first minyan, right, if you get up early and you wash before Alos HaShachar, check the calendar, you have to wash again. You shouldn't make a bracha, you should wash again and make the bracha only after Alos HaShachar. Right, and it's pretty close. I think Alos HaShachar is only 5:13 or something now. So if you're washing, you get up for the minyan, you wash before Alos HaShachar, you should wash, and then again after Alos HaShachar, wash again, and that's when you make the bracha. Mitchilas Avoda, Al Mitchilas Avoda Karila. Trumas Hadeshen is called the beginning of Avodas Hayom. It's not Avodas Laila. So Mara says no. Eimah Shekvar Kiddush Mitchila L'Shem Avoda. Not that Trumas Hadeshen is the beginning of the Avoda of the day. But since he washed for an avoda, which happens to be avodas laila, he doesn't have to wash again. And then the Gemara says, "The Ikad de Amri is they thought that people were going to oversleep, so not too many Kohanim were going to show up. The Gemara says, what's the difference then of Eivorim Mipadorim? Also, maybe they'll go to sleep because it's done late at night. The Gemara says, Shani Migna Mimekum. Noach lo v'odim l'nadeg sheina me'ena me'lelech lishon atzof alayla. It's easy for a person to stay up late. Okay? Milios omid mitoso bashkama shikumas adeshin. Than to get up early. It's easier to stay up late than to get up early. Okay, right. Back into the Gemara. The takanta l'haigisa havay. Right? Takanta l'haigisa havay. That the takana was made, Rashi, the takanta l'haigisa havay, kushi. The pious was only made after they saw that the races were dangerous. The chora just the opposite. We said that l'chatchila, the other three pious they made, what's it called, l'chatchila. There were no races. Only by Trumas Hadesh and Lechatchila there was a race. Okay? Because, either because people weren't going to get up or because it wasn't Choshev. But when they made the pious for Trumas Hadesh, along with that came the one who was Zocha with that, was Zocha also to, what's it called? Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Sidur HaMarach or Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. He set up the what's it called, the Maracha and the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Okay? So, L'chora, those were Avodas Hayom. So why didn't they have, what's it called, a pious for that, L'chatchila? In other words, since this pious wasn't only for Trumas Hadeshen, then why was there a Takana first of races, because of the reasons we said by Trumas Hadeshen, L'maisa, this pious included two other Avodas that we knew Kohanim would come for. The Tanya, Misha Zocha for Trumas Hadeshen, the Kohen that was Zocha in the pious for Trumas Hadeshen, Zocha, what's the word, Zocha, the Sidur Marocha with Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. He was also Zocha with the Sidur HaMarocha. He set up the wood on the Mizbeach and bringing the two Gzirei Eitzim. So for that, L'chora, the Chatchila should have a pious. So what difference make if it was Trumas Hadeshen was Avodas Laila, it went along with two other Avodas that were Avodas Yom. Omer Rav Ashi, shtei takonis hayu. So Rav Ashi said, no, there were originally two takonis. Meikaras sover lo asu. In the beginning, they thought people weren't going to show up for this. Kivin dechazer dechasu v'asu nami lidei sakana takinu lupaisa. Right? So originally, they thought people weren't going to come. And when they saw people did come, and the races were dangerous because there was a lot of people, and somebody got pushed off the tevesh, so they made a pious. Once they made the pious, they said, you know, it's not kedai. Races we can do, but that's in a circle and make a pious. Well, who said we're going to get the guy? You know what's it called? Said I'm fast, so I'm going to get the avoda because I can race fast. But if it's all dependent on chance, then they're not going to come. Then my chances of getting the avoda, why should I get up early? I go to the second minion. And I go to the first minion. What's it called? Who said that I'm going to be zoch? Amri miyemer de misramilon. Who said that I'm going to? It's all totally in chance. Who said I'm going to get the avoda from the pious? If it's dependent on racing, I'll make a mamatz. But here, no mamatz can help. Right? It's all something beyond the person's control. So when they saw people weren't coming because of the pious, they added on a perk. If you get Trumas Hadeshen, you also get Seder Marocha and Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. But originally it was only Trumas Hadeshen that you got. So therefore the question is not a question. That enticed them, right, to come and take a chance with the pious, because now the stakes were bigger.
Three for the price of one.
Right, okay. Let's see Rashi. Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, Shnei Bikoyos Eitzim Aruchim, Kemidas Rochav HaMarocha, two big logs. We had the Gemara in Shkolim, how big they were, whether an Amma by an Amma, whatever, they're big, big logs, for they were the whole length of the whole Marocha. The Nosin Osa Mimal Atzei HaMarocha, those two logs were put on top of all the other wood. Umikro Yolef La Kamal, the Gemara learns from a Pasuk that you have to bring these two extra logs. Ubir ale akoin eitzim, ubir al hamareches ha eitzim, shnei gzirei eitzim. Eitzim minimum is two. So you have to have two special logs that you put on the on the rest of the bonfire every day. The pasuk is talking about the wood on the mizbeach. Reishin the krov ha'esh on mizbeach to kadbo. The chol mokta shabain and loshin marechas madura. It's a bonfire. So on top of the bonfire, you put every day two logs. Amri miyemer de misrami lo chashiva alayla mitra chala misveika. When they made a pious, they said it's not worth coming for Trumas Hadeshen to stand in the line, to get up early, and it's all going to be dependent on chance whether I get it or not.